We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles General Manager Howie Roseman during this very, very busy week. Trip out to Arizona in a couple of days against the undefeated Cardinals. Howie, you look early in the season, conference game, not a whole lot of unbeaten teams in the NFL. This is a huge game, isn't it?
Good football team, and it's a tough place to play in Arizona. You're talking about a team that's won 9 of their last 11 games. Really tough defense. We know their quarterback's a talented guy with skill position talent as well, so we're going to have our A game to come in there and have a successful road trip.
Let's talk about this Eagles team. 2 wins in the fourth quarter, 1 in Cleveland, 1 against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. And I think a lot of people are really picking up on the theme that the young players have stepped in so quickly and gotten the job done. You drafted them, so do you look at it with like a real super source of pride here that they're playing so well so early?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're really encouraged by the young players, but it's also the determination of our veteran players. They work so hard in this offseason. They're taking on a personality, and I think those were some of the things we saw in the offseason, how hard they were working, not feeling entitled, never giving up, and it reflects our city. That's what our city's about. So that's fun to watch them come together. We got a lot more work to do, but right now for where we are, we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
Biggest difference you see in D'Amico Ryans from preseason, the OTAs, all that, training camp to now, because he's all over the field?
Well, veterans know how to get ready for the regular season, and D'Amico is no rookie. He understood what it took to him to get ready, to get into playing shape. You saw him keep building on everything that he had in preseason, in training camp. And so once the bell rang, he was ready to go. And he's an incredible leader. He's instinctive. He's tough. He's physical. And another person who kind of reflects this city.
There were times, though, in the preseason, I think observers watched him and said, hey, what's going on with D'Amico Ryans? Did you ever get concerned?
You see veteran players get ready for the season. And, right. And so you have this sense of comfort knowing that they have a resume. They've been prepared. You know how they play. You saw him last year continue to get better and better and playing his best football in the playoffs. So there was no reason with a full offseason, with a healthy offseason, he couldn't have taken a step up from there. Again, we're 2 games in. We got a long way to go, but it's fun watching them to play and lead.
And I think nobody is getting ahead of themselves here. Understood, but the team is 2-0 and people are excited. So why not? Why not be excited? Let's go back to the
rookies. Got to enjoy the victories, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Got to enjoy
exactly.
them a little bit. So
Fletcher Cox plays more snaps than any other defensive lineman last week. Michael Kendricks continues to play at 100% of the snaps, does a great job. Brandon Boykin stepping up. These three players have really helped change this defense. When you look at it, in what way have they helped change the defense?
Well, you go back and you talk about the process, how we changed the draft process this year and taking the best players. And those guys are a great example. They're just sticking out on your board. Do you have a need? Well, no, we had a really good slot corner in Joselio Johansson. We had defensive tackles. We had some linebackers who could play. Those guys were by far the best players on our board. So that's the exciting part, that works. And then you see a guy like Fletcher Cox, who we all knew was explosive, could get off the ball. Powerful man. Jim Washburn came back from working him out and said, this is the biggest 300-pound man you've ever seen. And he says something like that, and you think about it for a second, and you go, what does he even mean by that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now you can see, because he is so powerful, and he's only 300 pounds.
So he's moving
years out.
He's moving linemen?
He is pushing the pocket. He is tough to block. He's long. He's athletic. So that changed it. It's hard to find a guy who's 6'4", 300 pounds, has almost 35-inch arms, and is explosive. And then you talk about Kendricks. Kendricks is a guy who he really could play all three positions probably. He's instinctive. He's tough. He's explosive. He can play the run. He can cover. And then the mental part of it, that will keep coming for him. It's hard for a rookie in this league to play linebacker. And then it's just maintaining it. So you see that. And then Brandon Boykin, incredible athlete, another explosive guy. We talk a lot of time when we talk to our scouts, if you're using the word explosive when you're talking about a player, that's probably a pretty good thing. So let's star that guy. And Brandon Boykin, he's an explosive player, another one who he's going to still learn. It's not always going to be perfect because he's a rookie, but a lot of promising signs.
Howie, on offense, so many yards, still too many turnovers. Let's minimize that and really score a lot of points here. I want you to talk, if you could, about the offensive line, depth up front, getting players ready to play, and now Eagles turning to Dallas Reynolds at the center position. Now, what I love about this is I don't know if fans get the practice squad and if they understand the importance of having players on the practice squad. Dallas has been here for 3 years. All of a sudden, now he's the starting center, and he's somebody you've kind of groomed on the practice squad, which is kind of remarkable to do.
Well, we talk all the time about developing offensive linemen. You can develop offensive linemen in this league. They get with our great strength program led by Barry Rubin. They get with our great offensive line coach, Howard Mudd. And then they grow. And you take a guy like Dallas, who 3 years ago, his body looked different. His playing temperament was different. And you put him in this spot, in a really tough spot against a heck of a football team and a great defense. And he survives. And not only does he survive, but he shows that he's got the ability to play in this league. And very different player than Jason Kelce. We will miss Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce is a heck of a player for our football team. Leadership. But in this league, you have to have depth. And there are going to be guys who are going to have an opportunity to play. And it's the next man up mentality. And Dallas has a great opportunity.
Demetrius did a very nice job on Sunday as well. It was really good to see him step up at left tackle. And it kind of showed me that, you know, he hasn't gotten down on himself mentally.
No, he hasn't. And the whole team really has this outlook. They're not going to let something get them down. Demetrius, in Howard's system, it's hard to transition and figure out exactly what he's looking for. But once you get it, you see results. And I think it's similar to what happened with Danny Watkins last year. Danny Watkins came a little late to training camp. He didn't get on the field the first couple of games. Then he got an opportunity. You saw him getting better and better. And we look for the same thing from Demetrius.
Howie, tell me about the Cardinals. What do you see from them? What do you expect from them? The defense has been really, really great so far.
Very aggressive defense. Really not a lot of weaknesses. You got to be really careful with the football. And then their special teams. I think they have a record here over the last 2 years of blocking kicks. And you got to be careful with the football on special teams. Coach talked about that this morning to the team. And so you're going to have to play your best game to beat them. They're 2-0 for a reason. They went into New England and beat a very good New England Patriots team. Again, won 9 of the last 11 games. So it's a great opportunity for our football team, but obviously also a tough test.
One thing I'd like to get to before you leave, you know, people who work in the NFL grew up and have loved the NFL game since we were all kids. And the death of Steve Sable, the president of NFL Films, on Tuesday really sent shockwaves throughout the league. And I wondered your perspective on Steve and the fan you've been since you were a little kid, I'm sure, of NFL Films.
Yeah, no question. It's a sad day for the National Football League, losing a pioneer in Steve Sable. I grew up watching Inside the NFL and watching everything I could that he did. I had a chance to get to know him a little bit and had a dinner in his honor this summer. And it's just a great loss. We wish the best to him, his family here, and hopefully his memory will continue to build in the National Football League for decades to come.
Have you gone over to NFL Films?
I have.
So for fans who've never been, just talk about the museum of it's unbelievable.
That's place. A great way to describe it, Dave. It is a museum. It is an unbelievable place. You can spend days in there. It is just a tribute to the National Football League and to what the Sable family has really built. And I know I could speak on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles in saying that we appreciate everything they've done for the game, and he'll be sorely missed.
Hey, one other thing here. On Tuesday, Michael DeVick making a $200,000 donation to the community helping Hunting Park football program. And I think how he kind of speaks to the way the Eagles get these players out and really the way the players want to get out in the community. That's pretty important for you to see when you're looking at players, isn't it?
Yeah, you talk about Michael doing that last week. Deshaun made a donation as well, and they want to be part of this community. They want to give back. It's important who they're giving back to, and you're proud. That's another sense of pride. You talk about our draft picks. You talk about our players playing well. You talk about 2-0. Well, when you see those guys doing good things for our community, that's a source of pride for our organization.
Well, hey, good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, you too.
Big one out there.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, Eagles. All right. Howie Roseman in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.